going to reach. There may be somebody out there. Many years ago, Martin and Karen, I don't know if you know this story. Maybe some of our listeners out there know this. Back in 1990, when this station first went on the air, we had a song, and I have for years tried to find it, and I just can't. But somewhere in that song, the lyrics were as, you know, how some of the artists, when they put together a song, they write it as though Jesus is speaking to you.
Sure.
And in that song, Jesus is kind of speaking to people, and he says, don't take your life, take mine. Hmm. And one day there was a pastor's wife that was sitting on the edge of her bed with a gun in her hand. Hmm. She had had enough. She couldn't take any more. She had resigned to take her life. And as she sat there on the bed, she, for some reason, turned on the radio, and that song played, and she heard those lyrics, don't take your life, take mine.
Wow.
And it changed her life. It changed her destiny right there at that time. This is a true story. It happened right here at this radio station. I could tell you some other stories, and I may tell you some of the stories that people have told me about how this station has blessed them over and over and over again. And maybe there's some of you out there, you'd like to talk about how the station has touched you, how it's blessed you, something you've heard. You know, there's a woman out there, I know she could testify. She was listening to Charles Stanley one day, and that was the time she said, yes, Lord. Mm-hmm. There's others. Back when we had D. James Kennedy on, remember him?
Oh, I love him.
He was on for a long, long time. Some of the programs he had, and the evangelism outreach program, and how many lives did that affect? How many people were changed through that program? Reaching out, bringing the gospel message is one of the most important things we can do as a believer. And if you're out there today and you want to know how you can carry that gospel out, not the only way, but one way is by supporting Christian radio. What's those phone numbers? Let's see if we can get these phone numbers to ring here this afternoon.
We have a toll-free number, 888-221-8990.
And locally, it is 772-221-1100.
And you can also go onto the website, WCNO.com, go to the Donate Now section, and fill that out. That'll come to us through the email, so we'll know right away. But we'd prefer that you would call 888-221-8990.
And we were talking before the last news break about instruction books, and Thomas told us about a sort of a something he had got that looked simple. But he couldn't get it together until he looked at the instruction. Yeah, you know, the instruction.
Now, don't
book.
Go making fun of me.
Well, but anyway, what I do, and Tom says every once in a while, I'm allowed to mention this. I do have a little street ministry at the flea market, mm-hmm. and this is a great thing to get. If you have a hard time talking with people, there's an acronym for Bible, and probably the guys in this room know it. But if not, the acronym for Bible is Basic Instruction Before Leaving Earth. And that is, if you think about the word, that is our instruction book. And in the midst of all that, it does speak about giving. You know, we've talked about it, you know, a few different times so mm-hmm. far in Malachi and so on and so forth. And one of the reasons... And you might not even know this. I don't know how long you've listened to WCNO. You might just be listening for the first time. Christian radio, there's something really special about it. We don't have advertising. You're not going to hear, you know, advertisements all day long, every 15 minutes, every 10 minutes, so on and so forth, which is such a blessing because you get to be a part of this station. And when you read in the instruction book about the importance of giving to where you get fed, there's just something about giving to it it literally will change your life. And God knew that whenever he wrote about it. So as you're sitting and you're listening to the radio on your way home or whatever, just become a part of this station. You will, like we were talking about some of the people, we got the testimony today. And I probably have 20 testimonial times that, you know, I don't have them in the top of my mind, but before the Lord set me free from some of my situations, just sitting in this station feeding me. And at that time, I didn't have the money to give, and I'd want to call in and so on and so forth. And there is a lot of people, we mentioned this yesterday, there's a lot of people out there that aren't saved yet or are struggling with addictions and so on. And this radio station is such a light for them. So take the time to, when you're given, remember, it's not even just for your feeding, it's for feeding others also. The toll-free number here is 888-221-8990. And locally, it's 772-221-1100. We've been having a great day, so just continue it.
Yes, amen. Well, you know, there's so much. You know, you kind of mentioned me talking about not reading the instructions on putting a little simple thing together because I thought I could do it.
Right.
And, you know, I had talked about that, and I was thinking, as you were saying that, a lot of people think that, well, you know, I don't need to read the instructions because I can do it myself when it comes to a lot of things.
Yeah.
And you talked about the Bible being the, you know, basic instructions for before leaving the earth, and the instruction book on how to live, how to treat your family, how to have a relationship with God. And instead of reading the instructions, we think we can do it ourselves. And every time I get into a place where I start to do something and put something together and I think I can do it myself, I end up fouling it up and messing it up. Now, some things I've done before I can do again, but you know, if I'm trying to put something together and I've never done it before, you know, and I put it all together and I say, look at there, I've got it all together, but what are all these extra parts? Where do they go? You know, and you know, if I was doing your brake job, you wouldn't like that.
No.
You know, I got your brakes put in. They look good, but I don't know why they gave me all these extra parts. Do you want to drive that car?
Not
at all. And so why is it that when it comes to our life, we want to try to put our life together and operate our life and go through life without knowing the instructions? Because, you know, they're really simple. You know, they really are.
They're basic instructions.
They're basic instructions. And if we follow God and we do the things he says, my goodness, doesn't it make life much easier?
It sure does.
You know, Paul, well, let me back up. Saul, why are you kicking against the pricks? You know, you find yourself struggling against God. Why do it? You know, why waste your time? Well, listen, friends, listen. We are right at an even $56,000.
Nice.
We need to move it.
Yes, we do.
We need to get that total moving on. We have $139,000 to go. The phone lines are open. And the toll-free number from anywhere and everywhere is
888-221-8990.
So get on the phone, give us a call, make that pledge, let us hear from you. Let's see what we can do this afternoon to upset the devil's apple cart.
Put down your worries. Put down your hate. Put down your fear that others will not relate to you. Believe in your God. He will set you free. Come now, follow me. Follow me. down possessions, put down what you thought, put down religion.
Mountains are in are good. Oh, you are good. Father, you are good.
Father, you are good. And we're so gracious and thankful for your, so gratefully thankful for your, yes, for your help and your support here today. Father, you are good. Our phone lines are open today to take your pledge of support at 888-221-8990. And if you'd like to join us with your gift of support, you're welcome to do that. Listen to this. We are parked right now at $56,000. That's where we are. And we have $139,000 to go, and we'll be done. And we should have that done by when? Maybe 5 o'clock today? No. Well, you never know. You never
I believe
know.
You said parked, right, Tom? Yeah.
Well, we're parked.
We need to get the
drive. I think we're
put
double
parked.
If we don't yes. move soon, we're going to get ticketed.
That's about time we get that moving.
That's right. We have Michelle here. Hey, Michelle.
Hey.
Doing okay?
I'm pressing on.
Pressing on. That's what we got to do.
Trying to take ground.
Well, we are too. We're trying to take some ground for the Lord.
Amen.
And so if we can do that here this afternoon, that would be a good thing. We've had a number of calls coming in. We've had some matching funds. And we've had started off this morning early with some matching funds. We had an $1,800 matching funds. We had a $1,073 matching funds. Don't ask me why, but that's what it was. And we're grateful and thankful for our brother up in Sebastian for calling that in. That was during lunchtime.
It was.
He really helped the lunchtime.
Which is usually a dead time.
Yeah.
Or slow time.
But slow time. And we've really not had a slow time today. Hey, listen, we have two brothers calling in and giving.
Amen.
And we've got another matching funds challenge. Do you think we can handle it?
Yeah, yes we can.
You know, I don't know why the matching funds tend to excite people, but they do, and we're glad when folks call them in. And we have two brothers from the Palm Beaches and Broward. That's getting down there. I guess one may live one place from the Palm Beaches and Broward, and a $500 matching funds challenge.
Nice.
And let's see, it's 419. Now, where's he at? How long will it take us? Last time we had a $400 matching funds challenge.
It was in
and 2 minutes. Alan said, do you think we can get it done in about 45 minutes? And I said, well, what do you mean 45 minutes? We can get it done before the bottom of the hour. And what? How much time do we have? 15, 16 minutes?
It was, 15. Yeah,
about 15 minutes before the bottom of the hour. Well, we've got about 10 minutes before 4:30. Now, I don't know that we can get $500 done in the next 10 minutes, but we're going to put some time on our clock here. And in the next half an hour, we need to do this. All right?
Let's
do
it.
So, put it on my timer. But we could do it. Now, somebody could, you know, Alan got up and left. He went outside. Well, he just took a break.
Well, if we did 600 in 15 or 20 minutes earlier, mm-hmm. wasn't that?
How much time do you want me to put on the clock?
Like 15 minutes 15, max.
You think 15 minutes max? Okay, well, you stepping out in faith?
I am.
All right, well, let's step out in faith. We'll just see. All right, we'll give it 15 minutes. And we have two brothers giving $500 in matching funds. And so I've got my little timer here. And that clock up there is not right. If you look...
I look at it 20
times a day. It's right twice a day.
Well, it used to be right. I used to look at it.
Yeah, well, the battery ran out or something. Well, we're putting 15 minutes on our clock right here on our timer. And if you would like to call, we have these two brothers. They want to remain anonymous. Giving $500 in matching funds. If you'd like to call and give, well, they simply will match your gift dollar for dollar up to $500. Your $10 gift becomes $20. Your $50 gift becomes $100. and your $100 gift becomes $200, and well, a $500 gift would be worth $1,000, just that quick. So we're going to start that right now. I got the clock running. We have 14 minutes and 23 seconds left in this challenge, and Karen set the time on it. She stepped out in faith, and I believe we might even have $50 already. All right. Michelle's over there shaking her head. Yes.
Amen.
Michelle wants to give $50, so we got $450 to go.
Yeah.
All right. So you see how quick that happens? $450 left in matching funds. Give us a call. Michelle, do you know what our phone number is?
Yeah, but I can't read it because my eyes are bad.
Okay. Well, 888
sorry.
221-8990.
Yeah, there you go. Hey.
Is that right?
And locally, it's 772-221-1100.
All right. We have 13 minutes left in this matching funds challenge. We hope that you'll call and make that gift. We have two brothers with a $500 matching funds challenge. 888-221-8990. $450 remains in matching funds.
Lord, the sun's so high, and your bright blue sky sings glory to your name. I've gotta turn my soul, give you control to do the same. Every bird that flies, every baby's cry sings glory to your name. All the mountain streams, yes, Lord God, everything sings glory to your name. I've got to turn my soul, give you control to do the same. I'm gonna give you control.
Glory to your name. Here on the Good News Station, the phone lines are open at 888-221-8990. We have a gift from Michelle sitting right here in the studio with us today of $50 to get things started. We have $450 left in this matching funds from two brothers that just want to remain anonymous, okay? So if you call, how does this work? You got that figured out, don't you?
I do have it figured out.
All right, well, tell the people how it works.
They can call 888-221-8990.
Okay.
And we can take your information over the phone, credit card, or if you want to make a pledge, we can print up a receipt for you and throw it in the mail for you.
If they make the donation.
If you make the donation.
Mm-hmm.
And just call.
But right now.
Call right now.
If you give $25, it's matched up with another $25.
Yeah.
Or if you get $50, it's matched up. And like Tom was saying, sometimes we don't understand, you know, but that is great motivation because we are a family. And when you give that money and you know it's getting matched up, it is. It's doubling up. And that is exciting. So we have a $500 matching fund. And at the end, we're going to get $1,000 toward the radio station, which if you've been listening today, it does so much for our area.
That's right. It really does. Well, the phone lines are open. We've been talking about that scripture that we read over there. Ecclesiastes 2 is better than one.
That's right.
So when one person gives and another person joins them, they walk together in agreement. And if you agree on something, guess what? Things get done.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
So let's get them phones ringing.
Multiplying the effort.
That's it. That's
and,
right.
And God is a multiplier. So what you sow,
you're
going to reap,
mm-hmm,
much more than what you sow.
Well, you ever have a garden?
Temporarily, I do. Not one of my favorite things to do.
You ever plant a garden, Martin?
Yes, I have.
I got out of the garden business. My aunt used to have a garden when I lived in North Georgia, up there where I live. My Aunt Blanche had a garden. She had chickens. She'd raise chickens and we would have a chicken roundup. Always. Have you ever been to a chicken roundup, Michelle?
No, I've been at a chicken farm, but not the roundup. Is that like herding cats? Is that the same kind of thing?
Almost. Not quite as much. No, my aunt had a big garden, and she had chickens, and she would go and she would buy like 100 little baby chickens and raise them. And when they got big enough, it was chicken roundup time because they were all going to end up in the freezer. And so she would have like a picnic at her house, and all the cousins and everybody would go over to my Aunt Blanche's house, and we would chase the chickens and catch them. And then my cousin James would chop their head off, and then they would put them in a pot, boil them, pull the feathers, cut them up, put them in the freezer. You know, that's the short story, but she also had a garden. And that was the point, is that, you know, she would grow tomatoes and watermelons and cucumbers and cantaloupe, and, corn and beans and black-eyed peas. I mean, she grew all kind of stuff. Had a huge garden. And, you know, a lot of that was the way she fed her family. I mean, that's how
right. She
did it. So I always admired that, and when I got married, we moved to Florida. I thought, this has got to be an easy place to grow stuff here in Florida. I mean, sun's always shining, rain's a good bit. You know, all I got to do is throw that stuff out there, you know, plant it, and it'll grow. I mean, everywhere you look, something's green down here. I mean, you know, you know, I figured I could dig up the backyard and plant a garden, get rid of the sand spurs all at the same time. And so I went out and I planted a garden, and I mean, it was doing great. The green stuff was starting to grow, and the squash was blooming, and the tomatoes was blooming, and it started putting out. And then I went out and everything, it was like somebody turned on a switch, everything in the garden died. And I said, what in the world is the matter with this? They said nematodes.
That's right.
What's that?
Nematodes. I didn't know anything about nematodes. It's some kind of little worm that's in the soil, and it gets into the plants and it kills the plants. You know? And in the Bible, it talks about, you know, sowing into good soil, sowing on the stony ground, sowing over among the thorns and the weeds. You know, you got to be careful where you plant your seed. You got to be careful where you put your seed. You got to be able to tend it and know what you're doing. And there's a spiritual principle here about sowing seed into good ground. Now,
right.
What's all that got to do about anything? When you give to WCNO Radio, you don't have to worry about nematodes. Okay? You don't.
Nematodes or toads?
Nematodes.
Yep.
Nematodes.
That's what they call. Isn't that what they call
That's
them?
Exactly
nematodes.
Right. Yeah.
Nematodes. It's a little worm thing that grows in the. It's in the ground.
Okay.
If you don't understand it, plant a garden and you'll know all about it.
It's so sandy. I just didn't figure that anything.
No.
Would grow.
Well, no.
Gardens are very hard here.
Yeah. Are they hard?
Yeah, unless you literally.
If
like,
you know you what try, you're doing. Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta raise them up, and there's a lot to it.
Yeah, that's like I said, I got out of it. You know, but anyway, sowing seed into good ground.
Especially here in the next 10 minutes.
That's right. Listen, we've got 3 minutes left in this matching funds challenge.
Oh, my goodness.
3 minutes to go with $450 left.
We need some phone calls.
We need some phone calls. We might have to put the NASA hold on this.
And we haven't had to use that yet.
We haven't had to use it.
We sure need some calls.
But we do. We need some calls. We have a $450 pledge, matching funds for two brothers that wanted to match up your gift dollar for dollar. We got talking about the story, and I forgot all about the matching funds.
Ooh.
We've got 2 minutes and 30 seconds. We're going to need phones ringing.
Yes, we
888-221-8990. $450 left. In matching funds, if you call right now, your $50 gift becomes $100, your $400 gift becomes $800, a $200 gift becomes $400, a $100 gift, a $25 gift becomes $50, and we're going to, you know, maybe we ought to add another 4 minutes because I interrupted it. But anyway, we're going to see what we can do. The phone line's ringing. Phone lines are open. 888-221-8990. There's $450 in matching funds. I'm going to check online. We'll look. We'll see. Turn over every rock. We're going to try to find out, you know, what's going on here. And
we know you're listening.
We know you're listening.
And there's two brothers listening as well.
There's two brothers out there listening as well. And we hope that we'll get this done. We've got 1 minute and 30 seconds left.
We have met every matching challenge so far that I...
That's right.
Every single one since Monday.
Every one.
So today should be no different.
Yeah.
That's right.
We know you might be getting...
You're the one that said 15 minutes.
I know.
You might be getting ready for church. It is Wednesday night, but you can take a minute.
That's right. It only takes a minute to call, give us your name, your address. You tell us how much you want to give. Look, I'm going to put the NASA hold on here. Right here. We're going to put the NASA hold on. I'm holding it with 57... seconds and holding. Okay. You know, like NASA does with the rocket, you know, you think it's going to go off in 3 minutes and 3 hours later you're still sitting
the
there waiting for it to blast off. Well, we're not going to hold it 3 hours. What we're going to do, I've got a song coming up, By Faith, and as we listen to this, it's from Sunflowers. By Faith is 3 minutes and 30 seconds long. We're going to give you a chance to call, make that pledge, and after that we're going to come back, wind up our pledge here, and call it done. We want to thank Sandra from West Palm Beach calling in, giving a gift of $200, and that's going to be matched with $200. That leaves us $250 to go.
Amen.
You got 3 minutes and 14 seconds. 3 minutes and 14 seconds in this song, and then we're going to come back and take the 57 seconds off the clock. But there's $250 left in this matching funds challenge. Give us a call and let us hear from you right now. These two brothers want to match up your gift dollar for dollar. There's $250 left in matching funds. Please call 888-221-8990. 8990.
And by faith, I will fly to the glorious heights. And by faith, I will soar where I've never been before. And by faith, I will go where you're leading me. You are my God. You're the anchor of my soul.
Thank Alan, who is here. He's on his way out, and we're grateful and thankful to you, Alan. And we've got a minute and 6 seconds here before our song ends. The phone lines are open at 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. Okay, friends, the phone lines are open, and we are going to start our timer here, 57 seconds, and we're going to count that down here a little bit. And listen, we have $250 remaining in matching funds, and if you call right now, maybe you can get that in. The phones are ringing, and the folks are out there answering the phones. We'll see what happens here in just a little bit. It looks like I'm going to have to get off the radio here and answer a phone myself. So let me do that, and we'll be back in just a minute.
And
Damaris Carbaugh and Saved. Hallelujah. Well, friends, we have had a great and interesting day today. We really have. Listen to this. We had two brothers in the Palm Beaches and Broward giving a gift of $500 in matching funds. Whew! I want to tell you what happened. We had Michelle got it started. You primed a pump on that, Michelle. And got it going with a gift of $50. We thank you so much. And then Sandra from West Palm Beach called in with a gift of $200. And that left us with $250 to go. Well, Carlene calling in from Port St. Lucie gave a gift of $50 and $25 a month. So that left us with $75. And we were just about out of time that we had that NASA hold on. But during that time, there was somebody already on the phone. They were trying to take care of the whole thing. And we have an angel from Jensen Beach, a first-time giver, giving a gift of $450. So that pretty much takes care of that matching funds challenge. But while she was on the phone, Karen was on the phone with Juan from Port St. Lucie, who gave $250. And so there's another. We went way over our challenge. We doubled our challenge and exceeded it by $525.
Thank you.
So praise be to God. I tell you what, you never know. I mean, and I think that happened in, well, we put the NASA hold on it, but it happened in about 5 minutes' time.
It was done because...
It was done.
Yeah, I knew it was done. And I'm like, wait.
You knew. Why was all that nervousness? And
yeah, Karen was sweating. She really was.
I was.
Cool as a hot potato. Okay, anyway. Listen, God is good. We are now at $57,525. We're going to stop just for a moment. One of the things that we do during our prayer and praise time is we know that every good and perfect gift comes from our Father above. And we have to stop just for a moment here and acknowledge His goodness and mercy. We do that by stopping and playing the Hallelujah Chorus or the Doxology, one or the other. So we're going to play the Doxology right now, and we hope that you'll just rejoice with us. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. We're all having a great time here at WCNO. What a wonderful, wonderful time. Hey, did you see that? $1,525 added to our total. And where are we now? Well, listen to this. $57,525. What happens when the people of God have the mind to get something done?
Things get moving.
Things get moving.
I think we've run over the devil and backed up over him too.
Yeah, he's definitely not the prince of the airways today.
No, we've stolen his thunder. Amen.
That's right.
Listen, God is good and his mercy endures forever. The phone lines are open. We're going to be here to 6 o'clock today. We just don't know what we're going to do. We're just going to wait and see how God works and what God does. And if you have a gift you'd like to give, a contribution you'd like to make, why not just call it in? You know, you don't have to wait till tomorrow. You don't have to wait till Friday or next week. It's perfectly all right, acceptable, and appreciated for you to call it in.
Right now.
Right now. There's a song like that, right now.
Right.
Right. And if you'd like to do that, our phone lines are open at 888-221-8990. We have a local number, don't we, Martin?
Yes, we do. It's 772-221-1100.
And you can go to our website at WCNO.com. I'm going to check that just in case and see if anybody has gone there, because you can make a pledge or a donation online with your credit card. If you want to do that on your own, you can go there and do that. Fill it out, send it to us, and it will, if you make a donation by credit card, it will immediately send you a receipt. And if you do a one-time quick pay, it doesn't keep your information. It processes it. It sends you the receipt, sends us a notice that the pledge has gone through, and so we can credit it to your account. And that's how it works. And if you wanted to simply make a pledge there, you don't even need a credit card to make a pledge. You can give us your name, address, how much you want to give, and send it our way. We'll count it in on what we're doing here today. But right now, listen to this, $57,525. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, me too. We're trying to get to 60,000 today, folks. It's only, what is it, 2,000 something away. And we have plenty of time to do it. And there's quite a few listeners now, I know, because, you know, usually my crew would be coming home about this time on the road, and we all have the radio on. So if any of you are driving home right now, don't do it while you're driving, but, you know, when you stop, just remember, before you go in the house, just give us a call. Like Tom said, it's not like you're getting it out of the way, but what you're doing is you're planting your seed now.
Mm-hmm.
And, toward the end of the share-a-thon,
if you plant early, you get an early harvest.
That's exactly right. That's right. Why wait? Why wait?
Amen. Amen. Hey, there's some scripture here that I was thinking about today. You know, we've talked about people going through tough times.
Right.
We had a lady we prayed about just a little bit ago, Michelle. She called up. She gave a gift of $25 and said, I don't even have a job. And pray for me to get a job. And, we were talking about planting a seed in a time of need. Have you ever done that?
Yes.
And sometimes out of our need, we were talking yesterday about this widow of Nain, how that the prophet of Elijah, he came to her, and here she had just a little bit of meal, a little bit of oil. She was gathering sticks. The plan was, I'm going to take this meal, I'm going to make a cake, and I'm going to eat it and die. And the prophet came, and what did he say? Give me something first. Now, it wasn't really for the prophet, it was for God. And when we take, sometimes when you find yourself in need, and Martin said something earlier about that, when you find yourself in need, plant a seed.
That's right.
If you need God to do something in your life, and you're trusting God, pray, ask God what he would have you to do, and plant that seed. Now, I'm going to tell you something. It may be the seed has absolutely nothing to do with the amount of money in your pocket. The seed that you plant might just be a kind word to someone. But I don't want to go over there and say nothing to them. I don't even know those folks. And the Lord is saying, you need me to move in your life? Go out there and tell somebody that Jesus loves them. But. Don't butt yourself out of God's blessing.
That happens to me quite often, because, I'm in the public a lot talking to people, and I don't preach or whatever, but I do share scriptures as a basic way of living. And when people are talking to me, I will say, I have a feeling the Lord would probably have you do this. And then, they'll come back. Maybe I won't see him because I'm at the flea market. Maybe they'll come back 6 weeks later, 3 weeks later, whatever. And the first thing God does, he'll remind me exactly what I've said. And I'll walk up to him and say, hey, did you, do what, the Spirit of the Lord led me to tell you? And they go, oh, no, I didn't do it. And all I can say to someone like that is, you'll never know what would have happened if he had just been obedient.
That's right.
So, if right now the Lord is nudging you to give, it's not that, and I'm not saying we don't need the money, because, of course, there is a need here. But God could get it all paid off right now when he's nudging you to give. What it is, he's trying to speak to you so that you just being obedient, he can bless you. So don't wait, because if you wait and you don't get that nudging again, next thing you know, you'll never know what you have missed.
And you know what happens, and you said something that's important. If the Lord begins to speak to you about something and gives you a nudging to go say something to someone, go minister to someone, and you say, yeah, but, you know, and you just don't do it. And then you go along for a while, and the Lord speaks to you again and says, you know, I go, and you say, no. It's not going to be long. The Lord's not going to be nudging you to do anything.
That's so true.
That's right.
He's not going to nudge you to do anything because he can't trust you. Now, maybe that's hard, but I found in my own life that to be true. If I turn a deaf ear to what God is trying to get me to do or lead me to say, I mean, there's a lot of times, you know, in pastoring a church, a lot of times, you know, I would be praying and fasting and seeking God about, you know, Lord, what am I going to preach this coming Sunday? And, you know, many times the Lord would lead me to a passage or something would happen, somebody would say something, and it would just click. And then, you know, the Lord says, okay, I want you to preach on tithing and giving. Well, Lord, you know, if I preach on that, people are going to get upset. And he says, well, how are the tithes in the church? You know, well, not too good. Well, you need to teach on tithing and giving. And I said, well, and Sunday morning I walk in and I say, I want to talk to you today about love. And then stuff doesn't work like it's supposed to work. And you start having these little problems and you wonder what's going on. And the Lord reminds you, well, you know, remember I was leading you to speak on this, or I was asking you to do that and you didn't do it. Why do you think I'm going to bless you? You know, it's like going home and telling your wife, you know, this food you just cooked stinks. And then you wonder why you don't get fed the next day. You know, you know, you got to understand that there is a word that's called relationship. It is a relationship that we are in with God. It's a relationship that we are in with the Holy Spirit. It's a relationship that we are in with Jesus Christ. And to have a good relationship takes give and take from both people involved, doesn't it? That's and right. Why do we expect God, the Holy Spirit, His Son, just to give and 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 always be there and always be there for us and always come through for us if we don't come through for Him?
That's right.
When He asks us to do some simple little something. Mm-hmm. Pick up the phone and call your neighbor. Invite them to church. But Lord, you know, I don't want to do that. You know, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, 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 yeah. And, am I meddling too much?
No, it's okay.
I'm not? Okay, good. I can on some more. No, I won't. But friends, this is what we're saying to you. It's a relationship. And hopefully you're in a relationship not only with the Lord, but the people of God as well. You know, that's why you belong to a church. When you're hurting, what happens? The people in the church pray for you. Do you have a pastor? If you don't, go find a church and have a pastor. You might be surprised that, you know, when you're sick, he might show up at your hospital room. You know, if your children's in jail, he might be the one to go down there to see them. You know, you need one another, and we need you right now. Today we have about an hour left. The station ID is going to hit in just a minute, but we're going to be here for about one more hour. We are $475 away. We're about $2,475 away, I think, from you said $60,000, almost $2,500 away.
We can do that.
We can do it with your help.
That's right.
The phone lines are open at 888-221-8990. We're going to hear the news here in just a minute. The station ID followed by the news, and then we'll be back for about 28 minutes, and then we'll have the news again. But there's the ID. That phone line's open. Give us a call. This is WCNO.